Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw, and this is a rebroadcast of last Sunday's Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Once again, this is a rebroadcast of tonight's Prayer Time with Bishop. God bless you, and we'll see you next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. God bless you now. Bless you.
The army of Judah was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we called upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. Would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Prayers may seem in vain. They don't seem to make a difference. They don't seem to make a change. Just rest assured, God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. If you can hear me, you are blessed right now. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you. We're excited about Prayer Time with Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. This is where prayer changes things in Jesus' mighty name. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to tweet out there and fax out LinkedIn, Twitter, or whatever, Facebook page. Put that number out there, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559. Call in number tonight if you have a prayer request or just want to listen in tonight, 347-843-4559, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, we're excited. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. So one more time, ladies and gentlemen, that number, 347-843-4559. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Bishop come on and pray with us and for us, ladies and gentlemen. And then we're going to have Sister Tamika going to come on after that. And then before we get to that, we're going to actually read the Word of God as well today. So just for those who have their Word, we're going to be in Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. We're reading verses 4 through 13 in a few seconds here. So we thank God for you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, those who are listening, no matter if it's morning, noon, or night, just welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. We know everybody needs prayer. So there's a prayer request that you have. It may be silent, which is great, or you may want to participate later on as well. Just remember to hit star 1 on your phone later on. We'll open up the lines. Hit star 1. We'll open up the lines for you. You know, or if you have a comment or words of wisdom, we'll be glad to entertain that as well. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, let's give God a hand clap of praise for his word as we get to the word, Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Amen. Amen. Let's get started in the word, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. God bless you. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the hearts of fools is in the house of mirth. It is better to hear the rebuke of wise than a man to hear the songs of fools. For as the crackling of thorn under a pot, so is the laughter of a fool. This also is vanity. Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad, and a gift destroyed the heart. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit better than a proud in spirit. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Wisdom is good and with inheritance, and by it there is a profit to them that see the sun. For wisdom is the defense, and money is a defense, but the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Verse 13 of Ecclesiastes 7, verses 4 through 13, last verse is, consider the works of God, for who can make that straight which he hath made crooked? Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, just read for you Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 4 through 13. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter when you have time, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his word. The Lord is powerful. Amen. God bless you. Praise God. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you would, put your hands together for the man of God as we open up Bishop's mic right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you so much, Bishop, for being with us tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and honor. We adore you for your marvelous works. We thank you, God, for your loving kindness. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, your love. We thank you, Lord, for your word. It is spirit and it is light. Lord, we thank you, God. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we thank you. We glorify you for it. We thank you, God, because you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. But with your stripes we are healed. Father, we thank you for healing tonight. We glorify you for your mighty acts. We thank you for your mighty power. We thank you for your anointing that destroy every yoke. We thank you, Lord, that your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you sent it. You sent your word. Your word is powerful. Your word is
healing. Your word is a deliverance. Your word is a savior. Your word is a keeper. Father, we thank for your word tonight. God, we rest in your word tonight because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you tonight, God, our minds are sound. Lord, create in us a clean heart. Renew us the right spirit, oh God, within us. Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify you. Father, we stand on your word and we decree what your word has said, that it will come to pass in our lives. We thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you heal that man, that child, that woman, that boy, that girl tonight that has been attacked by this COVID-19. And Father, we thank you, God, you will heal them. You will raise them up off of that bed. You will get them off of that ventilator. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for their healing. We thank you for their deliverance. We thank you for their salvation. Father, we thank you for that relationship that they have with you. Even now, God, we thank you for the miracles. We glorify you for it in the name of Jesus, that your word will not return void, but it will accomplish. That means it will heal them. It will deliver them. It will save them. It will keep them in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, God. We thank you tonight. Father, we glorify you for the body of Christ. We thank you for the men and women of God that are seeking your faith, that crying out, God, for America, crying out for this world that we live in, that God, that you are preparing us, God, God, you're preparing us, God, you are preparing us for eternity, God. You are preparing us to see your face one day. You are preparing us. God, we thank you for your word. We glorify you for it. We call it so in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, even in this pandemic. God, you will show yourself powerful. You will show yourself strong. God, you will manifest yourself in such a great way that, God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We will decree your glory. We will decree it is so, God. We will decree that it's already done. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we glorify you for it. We thank you, God, even on tonight that you move in the airways, God. Fill the airways with your spirit, your anointing, as your angels encamp about your people everywhere. Your angels of protection, oh God. And I'm going to say, God, no evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us. Father, we thank you, God, that you keep us in perfect peace. Keep our minds stayed on you. We thank you tonight, God, for men and women all over this world. We thank tonight, God, you're saving them. You're delivering them. You're setting them free. You're providing. You're opening doors. You're making ways. God, you call them. Oh, shati nekono sandana makeno sati nekanira sata namako. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. God, we pull down every stronghold by the power of the Holy Ghost, the name of Jesus, the blood that prevails forever. God, we thank you for your blood that never loses power, your blood that let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him as smoke is driven away, dry them away as wax melt before the fire. Let the wicked place God say perish in the presence of Almighty God. But let the righteous be glad. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. And Father, we thank you right now. God, we thank you for souls are being saved. We thank you for souls are being delivered. We thank you, God, even as those that are in prison tonight. Father God, we thank you, God, that you make a way out of no way. God, you provide, you open a door, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus on their behalf tonight. God, we thank you, God, you're all-knowing, God. You already know the situation. You already know, God, what they're going through. But, Father, we ask for your protection. God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, you work on their behalf. Father God, we thank you, God, you're making the crooked places straight. Father, we glorify you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that we will be wiser in this season. God, that you will open our eyes, God, a little more. You will open our spirit, man, that we will hear your voice, God, that we will hear you, God, in your word when you speak. Not only do we get logos, we want rhema word, that you will speak to us out of your word, God, in the name of Jesus. You will quicken us through the spirit, oh God, in the Alamo say. Father, we glory to your seed. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every soul. We thank you for every prayer warrior. We thank you for every family. God, we ask for the Mokondosa. Look on the Mosika neighbor, God. Children as they get ready to go to school, even as they preparing for school, God, protect them, Lord. Protect their little hearts, God. Protect them their little minds, God. Protect them in the name of Jesus. Protect their bodies. Father, look on their parents, God. Encourage them, strengthen them, Lord. Be with them, Lord. Direct them, Lord. Every step of the way, make God direct their order, their steps. So, God, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. God, that you supply every need, God, that there would be no child hungry, God, that there would be no child without, God. And Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, as you wreck a miraculous work, Lord. You do a miraculous miracle, God. We call those things that be not as though they already are. Father God, we speak a miracle. We speak miracles in their lives, God. We speak joy. We thank you, God, that you will give them peace that passes all understanding. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, look on that child, that man, that boy, that woman, that less fortunate than we are, God. Look on them on Sunday. God, provide a way for them. Make a way, God. Open the door. God, we thank you, God, that they're walking into the promises of God. They're walking into their next breakthrough, that miracle, God, that you're going to perform instant in their lives. We thank you, God. We speak to that child tonight that's getting ready to go to college. We speak to that individual, God, that seem like all doors have been closed, but the door that they have not even walked through is being opened already to them, God. We thank you, God. Jobs are being prevailing. It's waiting on them, God, that they're going to receive it, God. It will not be no this time, but it will be yes, God. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you heal the elders. You heal those that are sick. Heal those that are afflicted, those that have cancer, those that have diabetes, those that have all other types of diseases. Father, we know that you're now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think of. And Father, we surrender to your perfect will. Father, we repent of all our sins. We repent of our shortcomings. We repent, God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, turn from their wrong ideas, turn from all Saturday go. Oh, God, I'm a seeker today. Return, God, of La Boche. Take bitterness out of the heart. Take jealousy out of the heart. Take bitterness and anger out of our Saturday. Father, we glorify you, God. Replace it with love. Father, we thank you, God. Even in this election, God, let me, God, go vote. Let people go vote, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we can, God, the way of being made, God. God, but you are our source, God. We are our source. We dependent on you. As the Bible said, the steps of a good man are ordered by God, and you have ordered our steps. And Father, we thank you, God. We will follow your direction. We will open our eyes. We will see the manifestation that you have placed in our lives, the miracles, the signs, the wonders, the blessings of God, making rich and adding no sorrow. We thank you for the spiritual blessing that you've given to us. We thank you for the spiritual overflow that you've given to us. We thank you, God, for the anointing that the soil heavy yoke that you're placing in the lives of your people, God. We glorify you. We stand on your word. We stand on your word. We decree and declare it is so. It is already done. We thank you, God. You answer those prayers, God. You answer those prayers, God. You answer those requests in the name of Jesus. We stand in agreement with them tonight. And we call it so in the mighty name of Jesus. And we glorify you for your goodness and your mercy. And we thank you for it in advance. It's already done. We thank you, God, in advance. It's already done. And we glorify you for it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time. With Bishop John Crenshaw, powerful, powerful prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Receive those prayers tonight for your needs in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Also, too, we will be sensitive to your needs as well. Hit star one on your phone if you have a prayer request, and we'll collect all those at one time and give the mic back over to Bishop. At this time, we're going to have an awesome word from Sister Tamika. God bless you, Sister Tamika. You are on the network. Bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Elder Kevin. And thank you, Bishop, for that powerful prayer on tonight. We just thank God and we bless him. On tonight, I just want to come and encourage you to know that God is with you and that you have found favor in his sight. It may seem like all hell is breaking loose. It may seem like things are at a standstill, but how many know that God is still working, God is still on the throne, and we thank him on tonight. So tonight we're going to be reminded of Joseph over in Genesis 39, how he was brought down to Egypt to Potiphar's house. God had already shown Joseph favor, showed him favor in Potiphar's house. Potiphar even looked at him and said, there's something about this guy. There's something about him. And he even showed him favor, not knowing why he showed him favor. But in the midst of him being shown favor, the devil showed up. Amen. The wife decided to go after Joseph, called and lied on Joseph. She misrepresented herself, and she lied on Joseph, even in the midst of him finding favor with God and with man. And even after that, Once the wife came to Potiphar and told him about Joseph, she told him a lie. He said, okay, well, we're going to put him in jail. And how about even in jail, Joseph found favor in the sight of God and with man. Amen. How many know that the devil can't stop the favor of God on your life? The devil can't stop what God is going to do in this next move in your life. So just know tonight that God is with you and he is showing you favor. Don't stop moving. Don't stop pushing. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying for other people. Amen. Know that your blessing is on the way. Even in a messed up situation, it's like Dr. Crenshaw would say, even in a jacked up situation, know that God is showing you favor. Amen. Be encouraged on tonight. Walk in the favor of God. Expect the favor of God. Expect doors to be open. Expect great things in God on tonight. And know that God is with you. Amen. Bless God.
Amen, amen. That was the voice of Sister Tamika. Thank you so much for the encouraging and powerful words. I hope you all are taking some notes in your spirit. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a prayer request, hit star one on your phone. We want to give you an opportunity to share those prayer requests. We know, without a doubt, everybody on the planet needs prayer. No doubt about it, because there's only one God, one baptism, and one faith in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you so much. Let's thank God for what has been done thus far. Let's give God another hand clap of praise as we get ready to keep it moving. Amen. Amen, amen. Bishop, back to you, sir. Thank you.
Praise God. We thank God for that encouraging word by Brother Shamiko. We give God the glory and honor. As she has said and I've spoken already, know that God is working on your behalf. As we continue to pray in this pandemic, as we continue to pray the body of Christ as believers, we hold fast to the promises of God, knowing that God is up to something great in our lives, knowing that this next move that God is about to show up and he's about to show out. So don't you give up and don't you quit. Just keep on praying and believe the prayers has already been answered. And look for the in expectation as you continue to pray. Pray for somebody else, as Ella Shamika said. Pray for someone else. As you pray in for somebody else, God will open a door on your behalf and work things out. As we continue to pray for our world, as we continue to pray for the nation, as we continue to pray for Africa, as God continue to do great and marvelous, prepare ourselves for what God is about to do next. Prepare ourselves. I want to encourage you. Prepare yourself. Don't give up. Don't quit. But just do not just sit around on the wayside. But don't, and not to throw in the towel, but be busy. Be about the Father's business. God, give me an idea, a creative idea that will bless somebody else and will bless my family as well. And I encourage you tonight, continue to pray. Don't never stop praying, no matter what it looks like. Do not quit praying. Continue to pray. The Bible said man ought to always to pray and never to faint. And know that God is on your side. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. As you know, we have another awesome week coming up, and want you to enjoy the rest of your evening and have a powerful and productive week coming up in the mighty name of Jesus. As Dr. Crenshaw would say, ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you to read the Word of God. We want you to research the Word of God, but also pay attention to what's going on around us, ladies and gentlemen. It's so exciting right now because God's Word is alive, even as we speak, and forever, evermore. So thank God for His Word. Thank God for you. Thank God for Bishop and all, everybody listening. God bless you. Amen. What a wonderful time. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with an awesome, awesome song tonight. Know that God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, just wants you to be with Him forever and ever. As you know, this is just one chapter in our life, and the next chapter and the best is yet to come. So we always thank God for what's about to happen. But we want to live today as it is happening right now in the earth, according to the Word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you to always, always out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other. And remember, Jesus loves you forever and ever. He showed that on the cross. He showed that in the resurrection. He shows that now, praying for you on your behalf. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Take care. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop. Enjoy yourself.
Nothing in this world could make me walk away. No matter what life may bring, I'll be by your side. No matter what you think, you won't be lonely. Because forever is a long time. That's how long I'll love you. That's how long I'll love you. Forever. Forever.
I'm forever committed to you. Forever committed to you. God said I'm gonna be right there. No matter what your life is, I'm gonna be by your side. Said I'm gonna be by your side. I'm gonna be by your side. God said I'm gonna be by your side. When you're crying, I'm right by your side. In the midst of your pain, I'm right by your side. Even with your sin, I'm right by your side.
Everybody's falling off. God never will.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God is awesome, ladies and gentlemen. Never forget that. Continue to pray as Bishop shared with us tonight. Always, always pray, ladies and gentlemen. Always pray for the needs of yourself and your family. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.